All right, today I'm about to read an article about undergrads that showed up bomb in the United States. 20 years later, is making a comeback with a movie thanks for the fan base it reached in Canada. It was 1997, and Pete Williams, the creator of the show, was only 18 at the time. He just entered an animation contest, his mom told him about. He figured that you tried like a bunch of times beforehand and lost, that he was just gonna enter it and get a free t-shirt off it as a consolation prize. Williams pitch a cartoon version of his life, starting caricatures of himself and three of his childhood friends. He fixed everything up with names and big personalities and do their best inside jokes, not realizing that later be coded all over the world. God, these ads are terrible, bro. Williams just wrote what he knew. He didn't have a cue then, but he will capture turns of the Millennium College Zingers and Amber with that pitch. He called it the click. Williams won the contest, scoring a developmental deal for a TV show. And spend the summer after freshman year working at MTV's animation on the pilot. It was mind-blowing. Williams is now 40 years old, 41 years old, and still trying to get their show back. I was right in the middle of my second semester. And I've just been told that I got a chance to develop a TV show. It was like winning the lottery. It was a life-changing moment. Along the way, the show name changed. Yeah, the show had a name change, and Good Charlie recorded its theme song. And Williams met his future wife, a producer assistant working with him. Things are looking so bright. Zuckerberg, he's Zuckerberg out of New York University, halfway through semester year. If only he would have known, his show will only have 13 seasons, and only 6 of the 13 seasons aired. And this. It was the spring of 2001. The show, now called Undergrads, premiered on MTV in the same time slot as The Simpsons. It was 13 episodes, where playful, raunchy, and overwhelmed nerdy Dean Dredd with sons and Stuffered with quotable lines, but it wasn't a hit with, I guess, the target audience, who were smoother than by the verge of the adult animated Newgrounds. William's self-insert Nez, who was a shy every man, who was nervous about drinking and having lost his virginity yet. You couldn't stand up to those edginess of South Park and Family Guy. It didn't have the chops for the Simpsons social commentary and had to grip grapple with real life, unlike Galaxy Hop and Futurama. But the third episode, it was no longer in the primetime slot. Williams said it wasn't easy to find out where they shuffled to. And it wasn't advertised on the channel. Every week, it was getting harder and harder to find my own show. And by the sixth episode, I could no longer find it on the channel. It just stopped airing. That day, he knew his show got shot with a bullet. It was on its death certificate of so many other one season wonders of the times. Shows like Underclear, Fleeks and Geeks, and Fireflies. Never heard of any of these fucking shows. They never had a chance to build an audience. Instead, because of its unpredictability or sputtering airings, the station never called. So Williams only realized he was out of the job when his MTV key card stopped working. He reached out to the producers for clarity and was told to fill for an appointment. So he did. I was so unmotivated, said William said. I thought I spent the next 3 years working on this. At least I had to give up my apartment in New York, move back with my parents. And so I've crawled into a hole and licked my wounds. The network started systematically shutting down animation, shutting down MTV animation. Undergrads, which made a podcast about their show, Clone High, seemed like a couple episodes, Station Zero, and Downtown, Dope Shows. Probably check out the podcast I made about it after this one. The station's best and brightest show that era. All got canned after their inaugural season. Despite Downtown getting a primetime Emmy nomination, Bodyguards and Clone High had something their companions didn't. They were co-produced by Canadian studios. They both stayed on on the air up in north and bought and became an enduring hit, long-standing staple on the late night Teletoons rerun circuit. This was the field for Williams. Almost 20 years long campaigning to bring back undergrads and underground of soups of failures setback and nearly missing. That was the final claw. It's a way to success. The closest undergrads ever got into an official rerun, revival, renewed, was in 2004. A Canadian studio, Decode Entertainment, was ready to pony up the cash to make a second season for Teletoons. But before Williams could get to work, he said MTV spiked the offer. People wanted reality shows. The station recently. They wanted Date My Mom, the real Orange County. Never mind that undergrads. That new biography of millions of older millennials was made, was more real God damn it. Oh no, I lost my placement. Never mind, I'm under grads. The new biography of millions of older millennials was more real than those shows could ever be. Decode couldn't fund the show on its own without needing a US broadcaster. Williams said MTV certainly don't want to be the broadcast, but it won't give up the rights, so we can find someone else. Williams and his brother started Shopping Space Scripts, continued with their own animation trailers around Hollywood. They earn a living selling them, but not a single one will purchase. Years went by. Williams co-found a vision ex effects virtual effects studio that now makes holograms like digital the shit that was used in Haunted House, okay? Newscasters and even an in New Zealand. During all the time, undergrads was always at the back of my mind, Williams said. I was always thinking about how we could bring it back. But it just seemed like one of those pipe dreams that never, ever going to happen again. After Williams moved to Toronto with his wife, he clapped. He caught a glimpse of a zombie full show on television here and there. He helped others who were still watching too. To him, undergrads died on MTV with only the first six episodes. I fucking hate when networks do this shit. Ever. After the only the first six episodes ever got any meaningful airtime. Meanwhile, I probably seen one of undergrads a half a dozen times as a preteen in the Oldcoats. Williams didn't know it then, but there were thousands of fans like me out there. One of the writers from undergrads, Josh Cohen, called me saying someone invite him to come to Calgary for a convention to do a talk to talk about the show. Williams said he asked if myself and the show head writer Annie And you know what? Yeah, your name is just Andy. You don't have a last name. Wanted to join him. We thought, sure, what the heck? It's a free trip to Calgary. This is more than 10 years after the show aired. So our experiments was very low. Expectations were very low about how many people would actually want to hear us talk about this. Point about this at this point, but it was a pack show, standing room only. They had to turn people away and extend our panel an extra day. Newly motivated, Williams, Run Gold, and go ahead and start going after the lights to their show in 2012. But in order to secure them, they have to go to a abundance of NTV lawyers first. There is a very, very quick turnaround with one of Pearlies at Velocon. Williams said one lawyer will be handling our notifications, and next thing you know, they left the company. So we keep pressing on to the new people. And each time this happened, we will have to re-explain the whole situation at the point MTV didn't even know they owned the company. That was the case. MTV didn't even know they owned undergrads. It wasn't even a blip on the radar. By 2015, the best offer to the trios to get what was the rights to make a movie called Undergrads, which could be about college but couldn't feature any of the names of the characters from the original show. It was getting more and more frustrated, Williams said. We felt like we were so close. It was like a loved one being held hostage, but instead of getting them back, you just got their fingertips in the mouth. In 2018, after fighting nearly half his life, Williams finally got the rights to the show. With our studios backing this time, he needed to raise money to get off the ground. Himself and another 6.5 hour season was going to be too pricey. But the movie seemed possible. So he does what other people might do in his situation. Him and his team set up a Kickstarter near the end of the year, and they reached their goal from $115,000 by over $30,000 just over a month. They're now working on the script, but there was creative tendencies over how to bring the show back. Williams wanted to keep the hype made approach undergrad started with, while having all the less tech and pop culture references. The latest tech and pop culture references circled around 2001, and fast forward 20 years later, while keeping the characters the same age, the Simpson model. Other writers wanted to turn Undergrads, the movie, into what the show has become, an early 2000s period piece. It was a choice between alienating new fans and in keeping the same entrance the old ones had. Williams was outvoted, and they press ahead with Undergrads to be set in 2001. The Kickstarter was only designed to cover pre-production costs, so Williams and his team still need a broadcaster and a distributor to take Undergrads to the finish line. they wanted the movie out by 2021. But William said, a more sober estate. The pandemic happened, okay? You can see this movie release published as late as 2025. All the fans who donated to the campaign, I owe them a movie, he said. Even if it takes me the next 5 years. I hope it doesn't take that long. They will get a movie one way or another. Damn, my voice hurts. For Williams, seeing his getting back his franchise rights means getting back on his teenage headspace, which he said is marketing by courage. If I were to enter the same animation contest again today, I probably would have spent a lot more time on it. On going over certain details, William says, it would have been one of those things that I just overthought and never finished. There's something to be said for just putting yourself out there, and being somewhat fearless. I really didn't worry about what people would have thought as much as I do now. There was a freedom that came with that. Going back there mentally meant dialing back years of growth back to where Williams and his team were pioneers, and it's hard to imagine now with art. Digital Swiss Army knives keeping us all in. Considering contract, but the ideas of four friends video chatting each other every day. This is literally what I do every day. Fuck. The general promise of undergrads were bleeding edge stuff. Once upon a time before film bros, gamers, and nerds were culturally uncultured. Undergrads made them into men. Undergrads made them into main characters. It was quite ahead of its time. It was the perfect product of its time. A generationally live stream now achieved. The show was teenagers. William's story, the story of friends, his crush, his anxiety, his angst, his anxieties. And no matter how close to the spirit of the movie it gets, if I can get it made, undergrads will always be an underpinned by the story of his adulthood. One hard fight to victory and determination. Alright, so I'm gonna go back to the 50 Shades of Grey read alongs, and I also have a review of another short-lived adult animation cartoon called The Clerks Animation. The animated series. One of the difference is between Bachelor and Undergrads is that The Clerks animated series only has like six episodes, which shouldn't be taking me as long as to watch. I may keep in mind, but I'm a slow watcher. I'm Marvin. We're out here, and I'll talk about Underground in 2025, I guess, when the movie comes out. All right. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Bye.